This is 720 WGN. It happens all the time. People are asked inappropriate questions during job interviews, but now some people are turning around and suing the company for breaking the rules. Andrew, our producer, said he just took a call, and you'll appreciate this, Patrick. This woman was applying for a job in the 1950s, and they asked if she was on birth control. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what would happen now?
Yeah. You know, I can't imagine, because the questions I hear asked these days are not that different.
Wow. Patrick Dolan is a partner at Conti and Dolan. He's in employment law. And you're telling me people still ask crazy questions like that?
Oh, my God, Lisa, all the time. And what's so interesting is there is so much information out there about what interviewers should and should not ask during a job interview. But, you know, if people did the right thing, I would have nothing to do. They still don't do it right sometimes. Listen, here's the general rule. Interviewers should talk about the job, not the person. And that's sort of like, that's what we look at to start, right? But there are so many questions about, age, marital status, family, pregnancy, sexual orientation, disabilities. So many things that you just cannot ask about with very limited exceptions. Focus on whether the person can do the job. That's where the focus should be.
Absolutely. So ResumeBuilder.com interviewed 1,000 hiring managers. 32% admitted they asked illegal questions, knowingly putting their employer at risk. Why?
Yeah,
why would you do
despite,
that?
Well, you know what, Lisa? Despite what that article says, most people don't do anything about it. And it's because of something you touched on earlier. First of all, they don't want to work for that company anymore, number one. And number two, if it's an industry that they want to stay in, they don't want to be the one to sue this employer when they're trying to find another job. It's just not a good thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah,
I get it, because I've been in that situation where somebody said, well, you have a lawsuit. And I said, but you think radio's big? It's not. It's small. If you file a lawsuit, I'm never getting hired again. So water under the bridge. I let it go. Don't want to work for that company. They said go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, here's one good example. So I have a client who we claim was terminated because she's pregnant. And she told me that after a second interview with two different companies, she then went into these companies for what she thought would be job offers. But once they saw her in person, not just from the neck up on Zoom, she was clearly pregnant and she did not get the jobs. And she's like, there's no way I should not have gotten these jobs. They said, well, you can file a claim. We can pursue a claim. And she's like, I absolutely do not want to do that, because I don't think I'll get a job in this industry if I do.
Right. And they say that women are particularly targeted with illegal questions around pregnancy, family planning, daycare, those types of things. And Patrick, they said that many times hiring managers are just making small talk. It's before the original, now in her case, not the case, but many times they're just making small talk. It's not the official interview questions that get them into trouble.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're listing information that you should not be getting from an applicant. And so, it goes back to training, as a lot of HR stuff does. I really think most companies train their folks to interview the right way. And, sometimes it's intentional getting that information in small talk, because you get obviously sort of more and better information from an applicant than asking a question that is on its face so improper and illegal that no one's going to answer it. So, I don't know if it's done intentionally. I bet sometimes it is. But sometimes it's just a mistake, and folks are just doing the wrong thing or just not trained to do the right thing.
Somebody said interviewers take full advantage of that private one-on-one conversation. They need to be taught a lesson about this sort of endless exploitation. And this is great. I've never even heard of this. Paul from Holland, Michigan said, I was not offered a job for a new position at the company because I would not share my tax returns so they would know my salary requirements if they were in line with what they thought. That is illegal in Illinois and 30 other states. I don't know about Michigan, but that's one of the big things. We're protected in this state. They cannot ask about salary history, right?
No, yeah, that's very clear. Yeah, potential employers absolutely cannot ask about that. And that goes sort of hand in glove with the Transparency Act, with regard to salaries. So here, you know, so candidates know what the job pays, and so there's no need for that question. So not only is it illegal, it's become irrelevant. So I don't know why interviewers keep asking those questions about salary history.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, they're taught. I mean, they should know the law, right? They're a hiring manager at their company, and very clearly people fought for this for a while in Illinois. What other kinds of questions can get people into trouble, and what leads to lawsuits? Like how many people actually file suit after a job interview? Is it rising?
I think it's rising, but still not many. I think most lawsuits come from existing employees. But, you know, there's so many questions you just cannot ask. You know, I pointed out earlier, age, disability. A lot of questions, Lisa, surrounding disabilities are absolutely illegal. All you want to know at the application process and interview process is whether someone can do the job with or without an accommodation. That's all you need to know at that point. So you don't ask anything about mental impairment, physical impairment, nothing. If they say, yes, I can do this job, but I need, you know, this accommodation, then that's the discussion, right? That's the discussion that has to be had. But that's literally the only thing you can ask at that stage of the process.
Can you ask, hey, are you thinking about retiring? Like, what retirement age is, you know, attractive to you?
No.
I mean, you can't, right?
No, you can't. I mean, that just leads you right into age discrimination. No. You just can't. I mean, you can't ask somebody, and that happens a lot. I get people all the time who say, geez, I'm 60, and they want to know when I'm retiring. Well, that's not a proper question.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, if I'm offered a job and I'm okay to waive my rights to privacy questions, is that legal as long as I'm okay with it? Can I offer to waive rights in return for a bonus? Why would you do that unless it was law enforcement or FBI? Or why would that ever be a factor?
I don't know. Sounds like this person really, really wants or needs that job. I mean, I think it's a really bad idea. I mean, then you're opening yourself up to not being hired for the reasons that you just provided them information for. So, I mean, I think that's a really bad idea. But, you know, people, it's their prerogative, yes, is the answer to the question. Yes, they can do that if they want to in exchange for some consideration like a signing bonus.
Can an employer refuse an accommodation? I'm guessing this is a disability question.
It is, and the answer is yes, if after communicating clearly with the applicant employee that the company cannot provide for that accommodation because it's not reasonable. It's a hardship, a legitimate hardship on the company to provide that accommodation, then they do not have to. But Lisa, as you can imagine, the devil's in the details. There's a lot of back and forth that goes on in terms of accommodation discussions and what the company can actually do.
I'm a caretaker for my mom, and there have been gaps in my employment. Do they have the right to ask about those gaps, and how much information do they need to know?
Yeah, the answer generally is no. They don't have the right to ask about gaps. I mean, if you want to provide that information, you can voluntarily provide it because they will wonder why you didn't work for a year, mm-hmm. Okay? Can they ask you specifically, you know, why? And the implication there is that's something to do with your mental or physical health, or then, you know, for that reason they cannot. But if it's something that you want to provide, then you can voluntarily provide that. And I think in some circumstances that might be a good idea to address the issue that's sort of out there that everyone's thinking about.
Right. And one last question. Do you have some creative ways for a candidate to respond to an unintentional, inappropriate question without offending the hiring manager? That's from Laura.
That's a great question because it's, you know, that's really hard to do. I would say I like the word inappropriate as opposed to illegal. You know, I really feel uncomfortable, or I think that might be an inappropriate question at this time. Something like that. Don't, you know, even though it is illegal, maybe don't use the word illegal. But I think you have to point out that that's not an appropriate question. And
okay,
as nicely as you can. I get the concern.
Right. Absolutely. All right. I'm sure people are calling you every day about these issues. Patrick Dolan, yep, partner at Conti Dolan. Do you guys have a website?
www.contidolanlaw.com. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Have a good day. Steve's News is coming up on 720 WGN.
Jesus.